What's new with Menace?
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of What's New Pod. I'm Menace. I'm joined by Bort, a.k.a. Brett. He's an audio expert and syndication expert with the Woody Show Morning Show that you can hear across the United States and around the world on AFN.
Hi.
We are not joined today by anybody from Downey, California. That would be Eric or Randy. We are recording on a different day because vacation is coming up and they are not available. But we do have over yonder from Whittier, California, is our buddy Heavy T, a.k.a. Tyler, who's going to be joining us with Julianne from Covina, California. What is up, Julianne? Happy to have you back on the podcast. I know you've been traveling. I want to talk about that, but just real quick, get some business out of the way. This upcoming Tuesday, April 2nd, myself and Bort are going to be at the grand opening of Raising Cane's in Huntington Park from 1 to 3 p.m. with a bunch of giveaways, as usual, with tickets to theme parks, concerts, Woody Show merch, and more. Make sure to hang out with us in Huntington Park Tuesday, April 2nd from 1 to 3 p.m. Also, I have confirmed that I will be at Mid-Valley YMCA in Van Nuys Saturday, April 6th, the Power of Sight event where you can get free eye exams and free glasses. Open to anybody. Come on through. Hang out. Again, Mid-Valley YMCA in Van Nuys, Saturday. I'll be there from 10 a.m. to noon, April 6th. Roll on through. Julianne, how was your time in Boston?
It was freezing.
Freezing, yes.
I mean, when I say I love California, I cannot stress enough about how much I love California. It was like 40 degrees, and with the winds, it felt like 30. That's what Google said. The 2 weeks I was there, I went out one time to go running, and only because during that time, it was like 50 degrees.
This is not your first time in Boston.
No.
Do you ever like go around Boston and check it out? Do you go to Cheers? I know like they're not known for their cannolis, but there was an awesome cannoli place that I went to when I was there. Do you go to the park? Do you get some lobster? What do you do when you're in Boston? Do you check out any of that stuff?
Well, so my brother lives about 30 minutes away from Boston. So he lives like in like the Laguna Beach area of Massachusetts called Marblehead. It's a really nice area. I have gone out and gotten some oysters. Like it was really good, but I just feel like California food is still better, even though that's like the best place to get your seafood.
Yeah.
I've gone to Salem. That was really cool.
Yes.
Yeah, it was freaking awesome. I thought about you the whole time, Bort.
Awesome.
So I do get out sometimes, but you know, I'm mainly there just to like spend time with my brother. So I just want to be there and be there for him. But my sister went out. She went out to Boston, took her kid out to like museums and did a bunch of stuff. But
nice.
Her kid's older. You know, I have a baby. I ain't trying to take her out in like 40 degree weather.
That's what I'm saying.
Did you get me any souvenirs from the Satanic Temple in Salem?
Yeah.
You know what? I didn't go in there. I almost did, but I went into the world's oldest witch shop and I got a palm reading.
Nice.
Oh, and okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you get a hat? A witch hat?
A witch hat? No, but I got a broom.
Nice.
To go with my collection.
Nice. Sweet.
But yeah, I didn't go there, but I did go into an old like witch. It wasn't a museum, but I don't know. It was really cool. They had a bunch of Edgar Allan Poe stuff. Ooh. And they had like devil purses and
nice.
I don't know. It was really cool.
So
it
you
was,
do get awesome. Out when you go to
yeah.
Boston. That's, yeah. I've been because Nacho went to BU. So she has a lot of ties to Boston. So one time I went to Harvard and I took a picture and I go, I'm here for my spelling bee. And people thought I was serious.
I would have believed you.
But anyways, yeah, it's a great place to go check out if it's not cold and raining and snowing. Don't go during that time. Or here, it's terrible. But once Julianne got back, she hits me up. She's like, am I going to the 10-year anniversary party for the Woody Show? And I go, bitch, you're pregnant AF. Like, ain't nobody want to see you up in there. But I mean, I did submit your name for the list.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I text him like, you saved me and Kevin a ticket, right? And he's like, oh, what? I'm like, yeah, we talked about it. You called me when I was in Massachusetts and we talked about it. He goes, I thought you were joking. I'm like, no, I'm pregnant. I'm not dead. I still like to go out. Come on.
So, I mean, there's already drama over the VIP. Apparently, it's extremely small. That's what they were talking about right before I walked into the room. But I have put you down.
I'm expecting to not even get into the VIP. What a surprise that would be.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprising at all. All right. Oh, you're not going to be the only one traveling. I will be going to Austin on Friday. And I'm going to be checking out the new Daiso stores that are going to be opening there. And I'm going to be shooting some content. And of course, I'm going to try to go to Bucky's and check that out and experience
yes.
that.
Yes.
But Tyler, now when you lived in Houston, this is very yes. popular, and I'm going to go check out this brand new opening of a place called H-E-B. Did you ever go to yes. H-E-B?
Yes.
Apparently H-E-B. It's glorious.
H-E-B is the greatest grocery store in the history of mankind.
Dude, this
I
is
love
a,
this place.
This location, wherever I'm going, is two stories.
You have any extra room for that flight on Friday?
Yeah.
So I'm going to send you guys a picture in a second. So H-E-B.
Yes.
One of the things that they have, everything they make in their meat counter, in their bakery counter, they make seafood right there. It is fresh like day of, right? So good. So one of the things that the bakery area does, they make these little mini for one person cheesecakes.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, I love cheesecake.
These
stop.
Are so good. So good.
Because you can't just get a slice of cheesecake anywhere. It's your own personal one, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So apparently sure. this is like a cult for all the locals. Like H-E-B, but all over Texas, apparently, because they have 380 locations, actually.
See, that's the thing. It's not exactly all over Texas. Yeah. From what I can remember, when I moved from Houston, Dallas still didn't have an H-E-B. They're more in the southern part of Texas.
Yeah.
But no, dude, it's the greatest. It's the greatest grocery store in the history of mankind.
Well, it even bleeds into Mexico, apparently. Another place. I'm glad Eric's not here because he doesn't want any more southern spots taking over California. But it sounds like a spot that needs to be in California.
Yeah, I would completely agree. And also, if I remember correctly, the guy that founded and created H-E-B went to USC. Which is incredibly
okay.
ironic.
So, oh boy.
In a weird way, it is kind of a California creation.
Yeah.
Also, I just sent you guys the picture if you want to take a look at it.
Nice it looks amazing, minus that whipped cream, but it looks bomb.
Hell yes.
Look at that.
A little.
Put it
little
in my
mini
mouth.
Oreo cheesecake. H-E-B is a spot. I will admit, they make some bomb as hell sushi too. So there's
wow.
Now this one sushi roll that I'm going to mention here is definitely more of an American sushi roll.
All right.
But they did have one called the Firecracker, which is a normal sushi roll, but sprinkled on top.
Ooh.
Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. There we go.
Nice.
See, this is a place that I'm talking about. This is the kind of grocery store I want.
Menace, I'm not even joking, dude. You're going to love H-E-B. And while you're there, they should have it on sale. But if you want to pick some up, you can buy the Whataburger sauces at H-E-B.
Oh, so hell yes. Like, so
you could buy the jalapeno ranch. You could buy the honey butter. You could buy their spicy ketchup.
Oh, yeah.
You buy the honey mustard. Dude.
I'm dancing in the studio.
Like,
he really was.
I'm
bummed I didn't get that on film.
Yeah.
I cannot reiterate this enough. H-E-B is God's gift
all
to
right.
us people. Okay. It is so
us people.
Beautiful.
Us it's, larger it's people.
A,
yeah.
It sounds like a Whole Foods on crack.
Yeah,
is that,
but like a little bit hooded. They have like Doritos sushi.
So, but no, it's, first off, it's Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Make sure you get that
correct. Oh, my bad.
Whoa. So,
second,
Doritos are all
right.
The other thing about it, too, is just like everything is just super, super fresh. Like, day of.
Nice.
You know, you're getting like the best quality stuff. H-E-B is amazing.
All right. I got to check it out.
Tyler speaking about this place is the equivalent of somebody saving up their entire life to go to like Italy or Tokyo or something like that. It's.
Brett, let me rewrite this. You don't understand. This is the Mecca. This is my place of peace and zen, okay? This place is glorious.
All right, so Bucky's and H-E-B in one day. Hopefully I can pull it off.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
And before I forget, they do make a bunch of their own stuff. Like they have H-E-B branded products.
Yeah.
Also, just as good as like the normal name brand stuff, dude.
Nice. HEB,
oh my God.
Okay. Well, I'm excited to check it out.
It's our audio promo for the week. Yeah. Jesus.
Hell yeah. Since we're talking about food, let's do some quick food news.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
It's only like, there's only one thing I really want to talk about because I found it super interesting. It's on foodbeast.com, which is a great food website. I get a lot of food news from there. Shout out to Foodbeast, the best food blog out there. Now, I didn't know this, but there's actual beef on who came up with the cheeseburger. Now, there's actually like history where you know like who actually invented it, but right. like the overall cheeseburger, three different people claim to be the creator of the cheeseburger. Now, I'm going with the first one, which everyone cites, 1924, Pasadena, California. Now, the food historians say that is where the cheeseburger was created by a 16-year-old named Lionel Sternberger. While working at his father's sandwich shop, the Right Spot. Now, the word cheeseburger didn't pop up until 1934, 10 years later, at a restaurant in Louisville, Kentucky, who is credited for coming up with the word cheeseburger. Okay, so now, the very next year, there's a place in Denver, Colorado called Humpty Dumpty Barrel Drive-In, who actually copyrighted the name cheeseburger a year later. So, long story short, Pasadena, California was the birthplace of the cheeseburger. Which got me thinking, I'm like, Southern California is actually the birthplace of a lot of fast food places and restaurants. I know restaurants come up from around the country, but I'm talking about national chains.
Yep.
Dude.
Thank you.
Southern California holds it down. Let me read some of the list.
Because we rule. That's why.
McDonald's.
True that.
Yep.
1940, San Bernardino, California. Jack in a Box. 1951, San Diego, California. Carl's Jr. 1956, Anaheim, California. IHOP. 1958, Burbank, California, where we're standing right now. Shout out to IHOP. Taco Bell. 1962, Downey, California. Panda Express. 1973 in Glendale, California. BJ's Restaurants. 1978, Santa Ana, California. Now, those are ones that are just like all over the country, okay?
Right.
National chains that were birthed in Southern California. Honorable mentions, because they are growing, is Del Taco, 1964 in Yermo, California. Did I say it right?
Yermo? Yeah.
Yermo, California. Also, Wiener Schnitzel in Wilmington. Yes. 1961.
Oh, yeah.
Friends at Lazy Dog Restaurants in Huntington Beach in 2003. These are all places that are still growing. Also, can't forget, In-N-Out Burger is starting to grow more and more and more. Nashville just got an In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll reach the East Coast one day. But let's just say Southern California holds it down when it comes to restaurant and restaurant chains.
I will say there is one other one that does belong at that list.
Okay.
The original Krispy Kreme. I know, you, Menace, you're not a big fan, but the original Krispy Kreme was in La Habra, California.
Are you serious? I thought it was the East Coast thing.
No. It has since turned into a Chick-fil-A, but if you go to the side of the building that the Chick-fil-A is, you'll see a plaque that says home of the original Krispy Kreme and then whatever date it is.
No way. All right. Yeah, did you hear that other food news that Krispy Kreme is going to be available nationwide in all the McDonald's by 2026?
Really?
Yeah. That's
interesting.
So I'm waiting for the first official fast food restaurant donut burger collab, because you know that's coming soon.
Oh, true. I mean, they usually use Krispy Kreme donuts when they make those donut burgers, so it makes sense. You know who I saw do that for the very first time, where donuts were available in a burger spot?
What's
that? Was White Castle. They had Randy's Donuts in there in Vegas, on the Vegas Strip. So I thought that was interesting.
If you took all of those chains away, just say we're eliminating everything that was birthed in California, what do we have left?
McDonald's gone, Carl's Jr. gone, IHOP gone, Taco Bell gone, Panda Express gone. Those are major ones.
And you know why? That's because nobody, and I mean nobody, sorry, Dennis, does it better than Southern California.
Because,
yeah,
I mean,
preach,
everyone's
preach, boy.
Just stoners. That's why.
And we don't discriminate either. It's because we rule.
Yeah.
If you get rid of all those restaurants,
yeah,
you're basically telling me that Burger King is the leading burger in the United States, and I just don't want to live in that.
Ew.
Oh, no.
Me neither. Me neither.
Not at those prices.
No.
No.
$35 for two meals.
No way.
I mean, so Carl's Jr. is pretty expensive too. I don't really go there very often because they're so expensive.
It's good though. I like it.
It is. It's so good. But you can get a better burger at In-N-Out.
Yeah, true.
And way cheaper.
No, low key though. Last time I went to Carl's Jr., they had two Western Bacons for $10.
Oh yeah,
that's one of my favorite burgers.
So, I'll take two, please. Thank you.
Everybody's going right now.
I thought that article was very interesting. You can read more about it. Just go to foodbeast.com. Eric's not here, and I did write a note. I wanted to ask Eric, but maybe Julianne, you can chime in a little bit on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was wondering if Eric was even going to start thinking about baby food and what he's going to feed his kids. And Julianne, like, how old are they before you start giving them a little taste of the fast food, a little hit, a little French fry here and there?
Yeah. You know what? That honestly has to do with the parent. There's no age where, I mean, it's not good to give them anything probably till, I wouldn't say five. I give Serenity a French fry here and there, and she's almost 2 years old. She won't get like her whole own burger and fries or anything, but she'll get like a few French fries, but it's
sodies.
Totally up to the parent. No, nice no, 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 no. I mean, Felicity, she's going to be 9 in a week, and I still don't really like her drinking soda. I'll let her have a Sprite, but that's it. And it's like a rare occasion. I just don't like soda for her.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but like some parents are like no'd out food all the time. My brother, his kids too. And he said that she will never go to McDonald's. I'm like, what? That's like the best. And their French fries are freaking awesome, but he will not let her go there. So,
I mean, so that might be, that's a good and bad thing. I think one day they're going to experience it without their parents and they might go overboard. You know, at least I'm that type of person. I know, my mother, when I was growing up, very controlling of every dollar that I made.
Yeah.
Right. And the second I had control of my own money, I was going crazy, you know? So I think maybe like fast food, again, I'm not a parent. I'm not telling people how to parent, but maybe fast food is like a nice treat once in a while. Not like never experience it. And then once it hits your lips, you realize how good it is.
Right.
Then you're going to go back like crazy. Next thing you know, you're 800 pounds.
Yeah.
But I'm with you though. When I see younger kids, even though I do love a good soda, when I see them like slamming sodas, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah. You know? It's so weird to me. Like they're just taking back a soda and they're like 3 years old and you know, it's like a full blown Pepsi can all to themselves or Coke or whatever.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm just like, no, why would you do that?
But kids are loving water these days. You hear about that.
There's a lot more options for water. There's flavored water. Mm-hmm. There's like all the different bubbly, sparkly waters out there. At least they give the kids options to try something else.
But like if you're going to full-blown give a child like their own like, let's say, Happy Meal or something, then I think like 5 is a good age to start letting them like dabble in their own meal.
Oh, yeah.
But like right? I know. They need something so that when they don't have it for the first time, they're like, give me everything.
Yeah, I want it every day.
Whoever's listening to this podcast right now is like, why do they keep talking about food? I'm so hungry.
Starving. Yeah. So, oh, man. The other thing I was going to ask Eric about, did he buy any like Bills gear yet for his baby? And
you know.
No, he did.
He totally did.
And yeah, I was going to lead into the new NFL rules. Tyler, do you like the new NFL rules about the kicks? I hear it's going to make more exciting when the punter kicks off, that there's actually going to be some action where it's not kicked all the way into the end zone and then people just pause and then reset up. Are you excited about this new rule?
I'm fine with that new rule. I mean, it's a kickoff. It's kind of rare that something super exciting happens on them anyway. But hey, if it changes for the better, then cool. The one rule I'm more pissed off at is the banning of the hip drop tackle. So basically, you can't tackle a dude from his hips, basically from his hips down below. Like, you can't tackle a dude in that area anymore. What the hell is the defense supposed to do?
Yeah, I hear it's going to be pretty crazy. There's going to be a lot of stopping down on the game because people are so used to being able to tackle like that. Also, there's guys that are so big, that's the only way you can take them down. You know, they're going to be running over people.
Yeah, like the Ravens Browns' new running back, Derrick Henry, is a great example. This dude is basically a Coke machine with legs.
Yeah.
So, you know, how do you bring him down? But you know what's going to happen is that there's going to be a really good game that's really close, and it's going to be a pivotal play, and someone's going to do a hip trot tackle, and it's going to get called, and it's going to ruin the whole game. It's just... Well, I don't know, man.
They're going to put that in their back pocket for when they want to change the outcome of a Super Bowl. You know?
I mean, look, football is meant to be a violent sport. That's the way it is. Like, at this point, just give them flags, dude.
Yeah, what kind of pussy-ass stuff is this, man?
Yeah, flag football all day, every day.
I mean, that's pretty much what they're doing.
Yeah, true. Tyler, I was looking up some tickets to some baseball games, and Angels, pretty affordable.
What is it, 99 cents?
Yeah, that's fine.
Pretty affordable compared to the Dodgers. I looked up the Dodgers. Now, one time I got to sit at the dugout seats, which are like premium seats right behind home plate, and they're very expensive, but it also comes with a free buffet of food the entire game, which rules super hard. I was there as a guest. I was looking up those tickets, and for the Dodgers, okay, for the Dodgers, for the season, season tickets for where I sat, take a guess. One seat. Throw it out there. How much do you think? One seat for the season.
Dugout?
Dugout.
Dodgers.
VIP Dodgers. Take a guess.
Dugout, VIP, season ticket. They have one of the highest payrolls in the league. There's also about 80-something games at home.
Stop Googling season. And just give me an answer.
No. I'm thinking off the top of my head. I'm trying to. I'm legitimately trying to give a very educated guess. I'm going to say 500,000.
500,000.
I was going to guess 100,000.
I don't know, 150?
Julianne is the closest, but she went over. $130,000 per seat for the season.
Oh my God.
Not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
That's insane. You said 500,000, so of course. But that's not a skybox. Probably like a skybox would be 500,000 or more for the season, for sure.
Could you imagine, I can do whatever with my money. I'm just going to go ahead and buy me some tickets.
Yeah, for sure.
And buy two, because who buys one? I wish I had stupid money like that. Damn.
I will occasionally buy one ticket if it's just me.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
I think when it comes for certain sports, I'd rather sit up close. So, like, I think baseball is one of them where I'd rather have a dugout seat than a skybox seat. And I think the same thing with hockey. I think for football, that's the point where I'd rather have a skybox so I could see the whole field. Baseball's just more fun up close.
Do you know what costs way too much money? It's basketball games.
Yeah.
Basketball games.
Oh, my God.
Are way more expensive than any other sport. And I don't get it. I don't know why.
Because it's still just the trendy thing. It's always been the trendy thing. It's been the hot spot to go. And for some reason, you feel exclusive being there. So they just keep raising those prices. It makes no sense.
Insane.
I will say that for basketball, when you're sitting courtside, you're literally on the court. There's no barricade in between these dudes. It's literally you're standing. If you want to get kicked out of the stadium, sure. But you could touch them. You know, you could literally go up to them and touch them, right? So that's kind of makes sense why it's still expensive.
No.
But for the quality of the game, for the amount of foul calls that you get in this game, and for the way the league is now, it's not worth it. If courtside seats were this expensive when the time Jordan was playing, absolutely. You know, I'm fine with that. But today's day and age, I could care.
Tyler, we could get wrestling tickets front row at WWE for less, impressive seats, and possibly get hit by somebody or something.
Yes.
A chair.
Probably for the season versus
a steel chair.
One time basketball game.
Yeah.
I will sign a waiver. I will sign a waiver for someone to hit me in the head with the steel chair. Okay. I will sign this waiver.
I want the sweat of all the men just to hit me in the face.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just let me shower in it.
Yeah. Let me shower in
the
sweat.
I can't confirm that other than the WWE show we went to about a year ago, that I have sat pretty up close to the ring. There was a wrestling promotion. I don't know if they're still going on anymore, but PWG, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, was based here in LA. I used to go to some of those shows, and I'm 5 feet from the ring, and these dudes are coming flying at you, and for these shows, there's no barricade. Like, nice. These dudes are just jumping into the crowd. Dude, it was so much fun.
I was at a wrestling show with Miles, our friend Miles, who does the imaging for pods and everything. We were at a show inside of a moose lodge. It was so tiny. A wrestler got thrown into the chairs where he was sitting, and the other guy launched at him and literally, like, right next to Miles. Yeah, and I have this amazing photo of Miles just going, yeah!
Nice.
So good.
That's awesome.
Those wrestling shows used to be so fun. And they were, dude, and that's the other thing, too. So his was in a Moose Lodge. Mine was in, it was in Reseda. I can't remember. This place had, the match I went to, it was the Battle of LA, which was, like, their big tournament every year. It was in the middle of the summer in this place with no air conditioning.
Oh, God.
At all.
Tyler sweating.
Like, not me just sweating. I'm talking everybody in the building is sweating, dude. I will never forget. And, you know, people are drinking and everything, right?
Yeah.
Dude, the floor was so sticky because there was no air conditioning. Physically could not pick up my foot off the ground because my shoe was stuck to the floor, dude. It was so bad. One of the greatest experiences ever. It was so bad.
I wonder if people are going to start giving more love to WNBA now.
I think
a big opportunity for the WNBA to really pop off is if Taylor Swift embraced a team and said, hey, you know what? This is my team. I'm rocking with them, or becomes a part owner. I mean, people are already buzzing about the WNBA. Did you see that story that Ice Cube offered? Who's the girl that's like blowing up?
Oh,
that's like
no, crazy. I saw that this morning. Ice Cube offered Caitlin Clark $5 million to play in the Big Three.
Yeah. So
I did see that.
If you don't know, Ice Cube has a league called the Big Three where it's 3-on-3s. Apparently, it's super fun to watch. It sells out like crazy.
Yeah.
He offered her $5 million. Now you're like, oh, $5 million, whatever. She's like the hottest player out there. The highest paid WNBA player makes $250,000. So a $5 million offer is kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Will she take it? I don't know, because I know she makes a ton of money off endorsements. But if you're going to go in the WNBA and they're only offering $250,000 and then you got Ice Cube offering you $5 million, what are you going to take?
Yeah, you definitely need some celebrity. Even if Ice Cube could get like just that move, more eyes on his product on the Big Three, right? The 3-on-3. That still leaves more eyes to that type of sport, which could generate more of an audience for it. You just need more celebrities
supporting.
Maybe not Swift, but maybe somebody close to that just goes, hey, I'm involved in this. Like, dude, look at was it Wrexham with Ryan Reynolds? I have no idea about it, but I love Ryan Reynolds. So the moment Ryan Reynolds is like, oh, I own this football
team.
I'm like, oh, okay, now I know what this is. Now I kind of want to pay attention a little bit.
Yeah, I got super into it. And then look what he's done for that team. That team was about to fold and help them elevate like so high into the league. Again, gain that support. I think Taylor Swift is missing out on a huge opportunity. One, to get another gold star. Look what I did for women. Awesome. Two, like huge financial gain. Like look how many Kelce jerseys she's selling for the NFL and not getting anything out of that. Imagine if she owned a team and said, hey, buy the jerseys of every single one of my players.
True.
Right? It would fill arenas.
True. I mean, speaking of that, I don't know if you saw this report that came out recently, Menace, but the WWE launched their own, they have their own title belts that you could purchase, right?
Yeah.
They are now the official title belt company for the NFL and MLB. So this past week in Chicago, you have CM Punk walking through with a Chicago Cubs championship belt. And R-Truth with a Chicago White Sox championship belt. How many of those
people are going to buy those to wear at games?
Exactly.
Dude, huge.
So much you can monetize.
So smart. So smart. All right. Well, I'm going to move on to emails. I have an email right here. You can always write the pod by using the email address. It's writethepod@gmail.com. One word, writethepod@gmail.com. Short but sweet email. It says, what's up? What's new pod crew? I wanted to write you and say that I love the podcast and I wish there was more than just once a week. I wish we could do more than just once a week, but we barely have time for this one. I want to hear more about Menace's travels, Bort's wrestling, which you just got right there, Eric's sports, Tyler's milk mamas.
Yes! Oh my God.
Randy's dumbass deals.
Yes.
I'm sure he's talking about like what Randy does on Amazon and stuff like that. And Julie Ann's craziness. Anyways, I just wanted to say hello. That's Jacob in New Mexico. I was looking at the downloads, and I'm sorry, I should have wrote it down, but this podcast is downloaded in every single state except for like two or three.
That's crazy.
Right?
That is so crazy. Yeah. I love really it, cool. though. I love it.
It's awesome because, you know, we do talk about Southern California a lot on this podcast, but for people to still listen and still be able to relate to this podcast, even though you live in a different state, please keep on checking in. We love to hear from you because we can see that you're downloading also like countries from all around the world. It's insane.
That blows my mind.
Yeah.
Even more so because I'm like, that's such a different culture shock just to even be listening. But yeah, it's wild, man. That's really awesome.
It's so cool. Even though we're here mostly in Burbank, California, like people in South America, people in Japan, which we love, downloading this podcast and listening to Tyler talking about how much he loves HEB and the Milk Mamas that he won't really talk about is amazing to me as well.
Milk Mamas takes off in all these countries.
Tyler gets international Milk Mamas out of this. That'd be dumb.
I mean, but that's just the funny thing is that I haven't talked about that in such a long while.
Yeah, you won't talk about it, so we have to do it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, keeping things a little hush hush because let's be honest, the last time I brought a girl onto this podcast, it did not go well. So.
Yeah.
Wait, was that
with
the
who?
Was
with
that
who?
Was that the Morongo one?
Yeah.
Well, no, I meant like, okay, I should rephrase. The last time I mentioned a girl on this podcast, like by name, that relationship as a whole did not go well. And yes, Julia, that was the last time I mentioned her. So there was that, yeah.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, yeah. So like, I've learned my lesson with that. I'm trying to keep it very close to the belt. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. I mean, I don't share a lot on social media because when it comes to relationships, because man, people just love chiming in and it's always never positive. You know, it's never positive. Yeah. Speaking about never positive, Reddit is not a positive place.
Oh, jeez.
Nope.
I did post a link in the Reddit, the Woody Show Reddit, for this podcast, and there was one person that took issue that we shout out a lot of people towards the end of the podcast.
I saw that one.
They're like, oh, they spent 15 minutes shouting out celebrities. I'm like, we talk about two celebrities, one, Joe Coy, who like encouraged us to do the podcast.
Yeah.
Two, Gabriel Iglesias, who's been on this podcast multiple times, and he doesn't need to.
Yeah.
He's freaking Gabriel Iglesias, guys. He sells out across the country, around the world, the O2 Arena in London. He doesn't need to be on our little podcast right here. So, yes, I would love to give him a couple of shout-outs.
Well, and they're also friends,
yeah,
right? And I was thinking about this past weekend. I was at my friend's art gallery, and I, you know, posted, hey, come out for this and this, and I usually do. And I'm like, if everybody did that was a friend of somebody that supported them,
people, yeah.
Like, even if they're massive, if you sell one more ticket, you're like, oh, dude, I got one more person for you. Just because we're friends and I care about you, I love you, I support you, and you're an awesome person, I just appreciate you.
Yeah.
And that's why we shout out all these people.
I know, like Sex with Emily, plus, Sex with Emily podcast. Dude, she had me on her podcast for 13 years. She got me on television on freaking Bravo. Like, I'm indebted to her. So, of course, yes, I'm going to shout her out.
How dare you shout her out?
No. Like, here's the other thing, too. When you go see a comedian or if you go see a musical act or whatever, or even if you go to, like, the championship of some sporting event, what always happens at the end? Oh, I'd like to thank, you know, so-and-so, blah, 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 blah. That literally happens all the time. Even when you go to a movie, if you stay all the way to the end of the credits, it's like, oh, special thanks to, like, so-so-so-so-so. Is that the role of giving people a shout-out? It's all good.
It is. And then if you didn't shout people out, then people would say how much of a dick you are.
Yeah. Like, you're like, oh, you know, yeah. You're a narcissist, you're self-centered.
Yeah. Dude, blah, blah, exactly. Blah.
Dude, I'll be straight like up. In all seriousness, I'm an asshole, but I'll still like shout people out, man. That's the way it is.
That's true.
Tyler, you're like far from an asshole, please.
You haven't pissed me off enough, Jules. Don't just say
yes,
that.
I have. Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, there hasn't been enough anger this
Don't
podcast.
Put on this tough guy attitude just because he got new tattoos.
Like, no.
New tattoos.
Boy, I am, I am getting okay, Jules. All
right. Did I, ooh, is the mean Tyler going to come out? I'm scared.
No. Just the silent one for now. He stews in anger.
What were you about to tell us?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be getting another tattoo pretty soon.
Nice.
Hell yeah. Which video game is it?
Actually,
this time?
You know what? I'll be straight up. We're recording this on a Wednesday. I'm getting it tomorrow morning.
Sweet. So. Nice.
Yeah. Do we get a preview or do we wait for a reveal next week?
Probably post it
immediately. Yes.
Tomorrow. Well, tomorrow or Friday, like, because I do have some stuff I got to get done tomorrow after. So I'll see when I have time.
Couldn't wait to get the taste of fresh ink,
dude. Real quick, last podcast I went off about this place called Cosm. Right. Yeah. So it's basically like this new interactive space in Inglewood right next to SoFi Stadium where you can watch games. You can have different experiences, basically like the Las Vegas Sphere. Right.
Yeah.
I already got an invite now to go check out the place before it opens.
Nice.
I'm super excited about this. And after we did the podcast, they posted that they're going to have some UFC events there.
Ooh.
So hopefully I can have some giveaways for that. That'd be awesome. If you guys are down to roll, you got to check this place out. It looks super cool. So look it up. Cosm, COSM.com. Not a sponsor, but could be. And should be.
Can Prego Julianne go see the UFC fights? No, or does she have to wait?
Yes. Have your baby. Come on.
Rolling around with Jules, some pregnant chicks,
you know,
bro.
Stay at home. Thank you for thinking of me because, you know, no. I was going to say something, but I decided not to.
What?
But since you said it, yes, I was going to say, can I go? But Bort said it for me. So can I go?
Look,
I'd love UFC.
Even pregnant women get thirsty and need to see.
No.
You know,
yes. Nah, preach. Nah.
They need
yes.
to see some milk, some meat poppies.
There'll be yes. more.
You know, just
there'll be
FYI.
More events you can go to. Again, watch Roadhouse on Amazon, and you'll be perfectly fine. Have your freaking baby, and then we'll like go out. And you promised me this time because you've broken your promise. I don't know for the past like how many years now that you're gonna take at least 6-7 months not having a baby so we can go do stuff.
You do. I went from Felicity was 7 years old when I had Serenity. We had that whole time to go do whatever we wanted. You never came to Havasu with me. You don't. Now you're not coming with me on my 40th birthday party trip. Like, come on.
Ugh. Now we're two people down. Now Eric is going to be on paternity leave at some point.
Next nightfall is Eric.
God. I mean, Tyler. If Tyler ever admits to his illegitimate children, that's third person down.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, first off, I would like to point out for all the single ladies out there, I do not have any children that I know. So
that he knows of. But now, like, he found out that people listen to us in different countries. He's going to have milk mamas and babies in different countries.
It's like, oh, Tyler's missing on Father's Day in Thailand. Why?
I mean, I may or may not have done
that. Passport, bro. Nice.
Don't ever call me that again.
We need that as a t-shirt.
I hate how that sounded. Yeah. Don't ever call me that again.
Bro, why is Tyler checking in from Honduras? What's going on?
All right. T-shirt idea. Yeah. Every vacation, passport bro with Tyler's current image with whatever country he's having a kid in.
Nice. And it's just check marks.
Yes.
Little boxes and check marks. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, we're having too much fun. Gotta wrap it up.
Aw.
Sorry. Here's our shout outs, guys.
Get ready.
Get ready for the 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, unless all of a sudden we cause more chaos, and it will be 45 minutes.
Right. Real quick, again, shout out to Joe Coy, JOKOY.com. See where he's performing next. Thank you, Joe Coy, for encouraging us to do this podcast. Also, big shout out to our boy, Fluffy, a.k.a. Gabriel Iglesias. He's going to be in Dallas, or he's already in Dallas. I don't know, but check out where he's going to be next. Just go to fluffyguy.com. That's fluffyguy.com. Also, big shout out to Blankets by Tracy. Go to blanketsbytracy.com. Pick yourself up a blanket. They are so freaking comfortable. They come in so many different styles. Check them out, blanketsbytracy.com, or just Google it, Blankets by Tracy, TRACEY.com. Big shout out to Shasta Jeans Boutique. What is happening there, Bort?
We are rapidly selling tons of jewelry items. Thank you for everybody that purchased during Shasta's birthday month. And quick shout out to Linda and Kristen, who both did some big purchases as well. You can find lots of necklaces, stone bracelets, stone earrings, new designs, and of course the crystal ball sacks, because you need to protect your crystals and your crystal balls with a beautiful velour crystal ball sack. Multiple sizes, multiple colors. ShastaJeansBoutique.com with two O's because it's spooky. Or you can hit the link in my link tree at St. Bort on Instagram.
Do that. Also, check out our friends, Matt and Kim. They are a band. You can stream their music wherever you find music. Also, check them out live. They're going to be at a bunch of festivals. Just go to mattandkim.com and see where they're going to be performing next. Also, big shout out to Sex with Emily. Just go to sexwithemily.com. Listen to her podcast. Follow her on Instagram, TikTok, and all those places. And don't forget, listen to The Mothership, The Woody Show, Monday through Friday on the iHeartRadio app. Tyler, do you have anything to say before we leave?
Hope no one was pissed by all those shout outs. My God,
what a terrifying
occasion that was. The only thing I have to say is we are recording this on Wednesday, March 27th, and that means Thursday, March 28th, baseball is finally back.
Oh, baby. Let's go. Still riding with the Angels. Look, you know what? I was looking at the tickets, and I know I was joking. They are affordable. Are you down to go to a game together? People are down to go?
Yep.
Okay.
How do you take a baseball game?
Jules, you're not going until after you have your kid.
You guys. You're not going until after you have your kid. We could rent a Sprinter van, and I can drive, and you guys can all get drunk. Hello. Use your freaking brain. See, I'm here for you.
I like this. I support this. Yeah.
Okay. I might be down for that. Okay. I'll go back to you. I'll tell you what. You do that, and you buy me one drink, you can come.
You buy me one drink and drive me there.
All right, I know. Please.
Look, how many milk mamas can I get a Sprinter van?
Hey, I have another question. Eric's not here. Randy, we can talk into an Angels game. Can we talk Eric into going to an Angels game?
If we all bought him a drink and I drove, yes.
Yeah, if we all went, I think he would go just for the vibes. Like, if we all went, then yeah, I think he'd be down.
Are they facing the Dodgers? Because yes,
see,
he'll be. Yeah, but that's too easy, and way more expensive.
True.
That's true.
Maybe,
good point.
Maybe fair chance. Yeah. We could probably convince him.
So like, come on, dude, just roll through.
Yeah,
I think he would be down if it was all of us going.
Yeah, I think he's down for the time.
Down.
And if he can wear his Dodgers gear.
Yeah, that's true.
Just so no one gets confused that he is an Angels fan. You have a goal, though. You said, Tyler, of going 5 times. This year?
Yeah, my goal is to go at least 5 times this year. Kind of depends on what's going on. Like, me and my brother already have April 30th circled because they're giving away a bobblehead that night. Oh, and it's a good game against Philadelphia. So we'll see what happens.
All right, cool. Well, I'm down to go. I kind of want to glom on to that thing that you guys were talking about, going to an A's game before they bounce. Are you still thinking about doing that? Would you want to do that?
I'm going to be real, dude. Me, Eric, and Randy have been planning that since like 2019. It still hasn't happened. So, I mean, I'm down. I don't know if it's ever going to happen, but we'll see. We got to get it in
before Eric has the baby, right?
Because he's not going to want to leave the baby.
Well, the closer he gets to her due date, I think the less he's going to want to go anywhere. I'm pretty sure he said that before. Yeah. So it'd have to be.
Well, he's already
like
skipping Coachella.
Soon.
I mean, if anything, we need for Eric, it'll need to be after the baby's born, post paternity leave, when he needs to leave the house for a minute.
All right. Well, we'll got to figure out when that is.
So what I'm getting out of it, Eric can't do anything and the vibes are deteriorating.
We can sneak in some vibes for a day trip.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Yeah. I mean, Spirit flies there. We can get there super cheap. All right. Where were we at? Oh, Julianne, do you want to shout out anything before we leave?
So people have been messaging me, and you had already stated it before. Are you going to be at the Woody Show 10-year party? I am going to be there because Menace loves me. So.
As long as no one sees your name on the list and crosses it out, we should be good.
That might be you to do that. I don't know.
No, it's not me. Not me. Like, look, you know me. I always try to come through as much as possible. I have submitted your name.
Is that Juliet pregnant and twerking in the middle of the dance floor?
Do you have another name I can put it under?
Yeah, we'll use my stripper name. It's okay. But also, can I ask, like, why did we never, ever talk about Emo's Not Dead, the cruise? Because I was scrolling through TikTok. I found it. And boy, I don't know how you and I have never even spoke about this before. But
I'm aware of the cruise. I'm just, I can never do any of those cruises because they usually come back on like a Monday. Those type of cruises. Like a normal cruise will come back on a Sunday. But
yeah,
they come back like in the middle of the week and I have to work. So I never really dive too much into them. Like I would love to go to the Burt cruise. I would love to go like on the Grand cruise, but I can never get the time off, so I never go or even into them.
I mean, Chris Jericho has his cruise with metal bands, and those would be really fun. But even this, Julianne, it's like just even getting to like a festival that's somewhere that's different. Like, you know, Menace, we were talking about Punk in the Park last weekend. That's going to be, last week on the podcast, it's going to be up in San Francisco. I'd love to go to that. Yeah. But man, just trying to figure that out with our schedule or Riot Fest. Oh,
right. Yeah. I know, but like we didn't even talk about it. Like, I mean, I can go. I could do it. Yeah. I didn't even know about it.
I'm not like you losers. I can do it.
Like, yeah.
We got footage of pregnant Julianne on a cruise.
I would, you know, because the sold out cruise, if it wasn't sold out, I would have been there for sure. It's from February 4th to February 8th. And I think it was a Thursday through a Sunday they get back and it's in the Bahamas. But I didn't know about it till I was scrolling on TikTok. And when I signed up for it, they're like, okay, we'll let you know when you can book. And then later that night, I get an email saying they're sold out, but I can be on a waiting list so that if people back out once they put the lineup on, I can hurry up and book a room.
Nice.
So that's what I'm going to try to do. But I was like, what the hell? How did I not know about this?
Baby's
like,
first cruise.
No, leave that girl with my mama. I kind of bring no kids. I go on vacation without children. I don't do vacation with kids. Like, no, thank you. Yeah,
I'll tell that baby to shut up in the background.
See, exactly. Do you want to hear that on your vacation? Because I don't.
Hell no. Slayer. Nice.
But anyways, that's all I wanted. Those two things is what I wanted to say. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, also a big happy birthday today to Ravy.
Yes, happy birthday, Ravy.
Before we sign off, I want to make sure we get that shout out in Reddit.
Can you believe that Menace and them did not wish Ravy a happy birthday?
They did a shout out in general and they said happy birthday, but.
Are we sure it wasn't Randy?
In his burner account. On there?
His other burner account.
He's mad because he hasn't been on the past couple episodes. So he's taking it out on us.
Exactly.
Hey, it's his schedule, not ours. You know, we leave the door open constantly, record at different times. And then sometimes he says he can't record.
You know, I kind of love that about the podcast. I was thinking about that this morning when we figured out who was going to be on and who wasn't. I love that there is a revolving door of a group of friends. Hey, not every friend can make it this week. So you kind of get a different vibe. It's the same, but you get a different taste each episode.
Yeah, for sure. Brett, before we leave, do you have anything to say?
Yes. Number one, Baby Metal has a new collab song out called Leave It All Behind with F Hero and Body Slam. Is freaking amazing. It has over like 3 million views on YouTube. It is
awesome.
Amazing. And second, speaking of Ravy asked that I join her on her podcast to talk Star Wars. So we talked everything about the Bad Batch. So if you want to hear me talk Star Wars, you can go listen to that and then come back to this.
Check out the Nerd Out podcast. Just search Nerd Out on the iHeartRadio app if you want to listen to that. And yeah, please rate and review this podcast. Wherever you find this podcast, just go to whatsnewpod.com. But what really helps if you listen on the Apple Podcast app. Super easy to scroll all the way down. Give it 5 stars, please. And then write something nice. And again, write us. Write us an email. Yes. writethepod@gmail.com. Alicia, tell us where you're listening from. We'd love to hear about it. And don't forget, myself and Bort will be at Raising Cane's in Huntington Park this upcoming Tuesday, April 2nd from 1 to 3 p.m. with a bunch of giveaways for theme parks, concerts, and Woody Show merch. Also on Saturday, I'm going to be at Mid Valley YMCA in Van Nuys from 10 a.m. to noon doing a bunch of giveaways as well. Also, if you need an eye exam and free glasses, come on through because it is the Power of Sight event that's going down again this Saturday. Mid Valley YMCA in Van Nuys. I'll be there.
Tons of parking.
Tons of parking. 10 to noon if you want to come hang out with me, but it's going to be happening all day long. Also, all of our friends at Real 92.3 are going to be there. They're going to be doing giveaways. It's a good time. Don't be shy if you needed an eye exam or if you want some free glasses. It's open to everybody. And we'll see you next week.
What's new? What's new with Menace?